Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Day two of half term for many, and great timing this. I see a news story today that a second museum about chairs is going to be opening in Wickham. If you are near Wickham and you're looking for ideas of what to do over the next few days, and you love chairs, you're in luck. A second museum in one town all about chairs. Now, apparently back in the day, Wickham was the lead manufacturer of chairs in the UK. So they've got a proud chair heritage, but two museums in one town all about chairs begs the question, what is the greatest museum, the most different one that you have been to? Want to find out about it? Might be an idea for someone to visit this week. 4,700 chairs were made daily in High Wycombe in 1877. Fascinating stuff. That's why it needs to have two chair museums in the one town. This text says, sitting on the floor, are you? Nothing boring about chairs. On behalf of all British upholsterers, bringing comfort to bottoms across the nation. I never said that chairs were boring. I just thought it's quite a few museums to have in one town. What is the most curious museum that you have been to? The Railway Museum in Utrecht in the Netherlands is the best train museum ever, says this text from someone who obviously knows me very well. Hayley says, best museum I went to was the Marble Museum near Torquay. Seriously, great. Even had a clock that had a marble run track for seconds, minutes and hours and was surprisingly accurate. I'd love that. Although I think I'd love that even more. Love this one. Jen says Southport has a lawnmower museum. I can't say I've been, but it might be of interest to some people. More than you would imagine, Jen. I'd be one of them. Andy is hanging on. What's the best museum you've seen, Andy?
Pencil Museum in Keswick in the Lake District.
It sounds like you're on the road, Andy. I just want to check I heard that right. A pencil museum.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, you've been...
A long time ago when I was younger, but yeah, it's my daughter went not long ago and she thoroughly enjoyed it. It's, like I say, it's a lot more interesting than it sounds. There was one of the exhibits they got is a spy pencil that they used during World War II to get messages and things like that.
Wow, I love the sound of that, a spy pencil. What could you do other than just, like, write?
I think it was hollowed out so you could put, like, messages in it and things like that.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. I wanted to laugh immediately at the thought of a pencil museum, but I'd actually visit.
And they've got the world's biggest pencil there as well.
Of course they have. How long would you suggest someone should put aside if they're going to visit the pencil museum?
At least an hour or two.
Might be a harder pitch to my wife, but we'll give it a go.
Absolutely.
Damien, hanging on. Damien, you've been recently. What is it?
Well, I'm just back from the Netherlands. I was over there for 4 days with the kids, two nights in Amsterdam and two elsewhere. And we went to a cheese museum, a windmill museum, and a museum about clogs.
In fairness to the Netherlands, I don't want to be sort of like sweeping statements, but they do all sound like somewhat textbook. Clog museum, how good was that?
Oh, it was fantastic. We've seen them getting made and tried some on and, you know, shuffled around the place in them. Yeah, it was brilliant, crack. Great.
The windmill museum, I would be disappointed if it wasn't actually a windmill.
No, there were three replica windmills.
Amazing.
You went into them, you saw how they were made, you saw how they were working. Something tells me they're not asking you too many questions because the guy kept following me around. Leave me alone.
And the cheese museum, surely there's samples. Surely that's the best of the lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was, showed you cows and goats and sheep and everything. And you're taken into, you know, the shop where they try to flog you everything from cheese boards to all the wines that go with it, to what grape goes with whatever. But my wife spent about an hour in it while I spent about 55 minutes outside waiting for her.
Cheese museum sounds like my kind of museum. Cheers, Damien.
Okay, cheers.
There's a National Poo Museum on the Isle of Wight, says Claire in Hampshire. I've not been, she says. Neither have I, Claire, just to clarify. And Sue in Wolverhampton, I love the description here. The Museum of Carpet in Kidderminster is, quote, a surprisingly interesting place.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
It's no normal Tuesday. It's probably the best Tuesday of the year. It is Shrove Tuesday. Pancakes a go-go tonight on the Absolute Radio Instagram. Bush off until Thursday, half-term activities, but you'll see something that the two of us have recorded, a special pancake spectacular for you. A little quiz on there, see if you can work out the people that we are decorating pancakes as. It's very, very high-grade material, but you can see that on the Absolute Radio Instagram right now. Did pancakes at lunchtime today. I've actually got assistants in the studio this evening. Quite how much help my seven-year-old is being, I don't know. But we had pancakes at lunchtime, knowing that he was going to be in here. And it was, I've got to be honest, it was a little bit, it's a little bit sort of like textbook, just lemon and sugar, Nutella and strawberries or banana, bit of syrup. Nothing particularly original. So I thought it was worth a little discussion before we open the Celebrity Big Shop in the next 15 minutes or so, just to see whether in the age of the funky flavour, whether there's anything different that you are doing with your pancakes this year. Now's the time to share. Come forward. Peter says, I'm an HGV driver. I'm cooking a pancake in my truck tonight. Well, I'm going to attempt it anyway. That goes wrong. You've got pancakes stuck on the windscreen. We'll know it's you, Peter. This text says, my husband likes it when I make savoury mince and put that inside pancakes topped with cheese. So, the face of my producer, I wish you could see it right now. This text here, DPD driver in Barnum, I'm just clearing my last 20 stops. Pancakes today, stuffed with spinach, feta and chilli. That's what I'm doing. A lot of people having savoury pancakes, I don't get it. I second the savoury mince, says this message. A bit of gravy mix in the batter to complement. Wow. Also, I've used hot chocolate mix in the batter to make flavoured dessert pancakes. And I've just had a spinach and ricotta one. Andy in Burtley, he says, get experimental, everyone. All right, then. Karen in Manchester, curried mince in a pancake on boiled rice. These are all really fancy. And then how about this? Richard, the submariner from Gosport. Just imagine, by the way, doing a pancake on a submarine. I'm having rum toffed fruit and the juice, which is fruit soaked in rum and sugar for 5 months. That's a lot of prep for Shrove Tuesday.
Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Happy Lent if you're doing it. Started today, Pancake Day yesterday. Spent a lot of time on this show talking about Pancake Day. It's only fair that we speak a little bit of Lent today. It's all about using stuff up, isn't it, Pancake Day, before Lent starts. I thought for 2026 that I would give up pastries. One of the many temptations that mask the six-pack that is still deep within me. And then my producer, Nick, comes in this afternoon with cinnamon buns. And Lent 2026 for Richie Firth is over. I've never claimed to have good self-discipline. But even for me, day one of something and I've caved, that's a bad one. I remember going into a garage 4 years ago, promising myself that I was going to switch to electric motoring, and I walked out having done a deal on a diesel. I'm so bad. I cave on everything. Nobody caves like me, unless you do. It will make me feel better. You might feel better if you share your story as well. Share this afternoon. When did you cave? Spectacular stories. Doesn't have to be about food. Could be a piece of horrific negotiating. Tracy has texted from Wales. Richie, cinnamon buns aren't pastries. Technically, they're a bread. So I think you are still okay. I've always been one to cling on to a technicality, Tracy. So this is good news. When have you spectacularly caved as my Lent 2026 ended a mere 15 hours into it? Share your stories, please. Andy says you've got the breaking strain of a Kit Kat. That's fair, but I didn't need that. I'm after support or stories of other times when you've caved in. Rob hanging on to share. Have you caved in, Rob? What are you like?
Well, I was okay 2 days into dry January, and then the nice bottle of vodka was looking at me and the Guinness that was left over from Christmas, So I relented and drunk that, but I'm now 18 days into dry February.
Okay. I didn't know that dry February was a thing, but even if it is or isn't, you're doing much better. Well done.
Yes, and I agree with that lady. You had a cinnamon bun. You didn't have a cinnamon pastry.
Rob, this is good. Thank you for your support on that. Dry February is a better idea, isn't it? Because first of all, you don't have all the stuff hanging around from Christmas and New Year. And then secondly, it's a shorter month.
Exactly. I can do 27 days, or if it's a leap year, 28, I can do that.
I think it's surely. 28 or leap year 29. I don't want to break the bad news to you, Rob.
Okay.
But you've got this. Days, you've got this.
I've got it. I'm there.
Cheers for the call. Take care, fella.
And you, mate. Bye-bye.
This text says, my breaking strain is worse than yours. We gave up smoking today, but I have had a sly one whilst working, so I'm not sure if it counts. I think if you're giving something up, having it whilst working, that's still having it, isn't it? Like, that would be like me saying, I'm giving up pastries, but I can eat pastries while I work. Sorry. You are just like me. Em in Pembrokeshire, another person saying, you are fine, though. A cinnamon bun is dough-based. It's not pastry. Do feel like we're getting into bake-off terms now, though. Richard in Kent says, I'm sorry, a cinnamon bun is technically a pastry, as it's made with 11 yeast, or at times puff pastry. I'm sorry to break the bad news. Tony in Liverpool says, Richie, you could do the normal Lent of Arsenal, bottling it again. Hey, come on, we're taking down Wolves tonight. Enough of that. And waiting to speak right now is Samantha with a great story. Samantha, take it away.
Do you know, this is the first time I've ever contacted a radio station in my life. But yeah, basically what happened is we were on honeymoon and we decided to go and have a look at this five-star apartment complex that we'd heard about from a relative. And we said, we're definitely not buying. We are absolutely no way on earth are we buying any timeshare. My husband said to me, right, we'll leave everything behind. We won't take anything with us. It's all locked up in the hotel, in the safe. So we went to this place and we spent a couple of hours there chatting away. We never even actually looked at the rooms. We just went through all the finances. And in the end, we said, yeah, do you know what? This is a really good deal. So they put me in a taxi back to the hotel to pick up the payment stuff, to pick up the credit card, to come back. And then actually, we bought a 10-year timeshare. and we went back time and time again to Madeira. We really loved it. It's one of our favourite places in the world. So, yeah, so that's basically what happened.
I love the fact that this has happened when you guys were on, you're on honeymoon. I wonder whether that wouldn't have happened if you were a few years tired into a marriage or relationship.
But I don't know. We'd been together for 10 years at that point.
But you're still in that happiness.
Oh, absolutely.
That's incredible. And to actually put you in a taxi, surely there was a moment in the taxi where you're in this and you're suddenly thinking to yourself, hang on one second, I said no. We promised each other. But no, you went in the taxi, came back and still went ahead with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when my husband said, you know, let's go for this, I went, you told me absolutely under no circumstances was I to let you buy a timeshare. And then, but yeah, we caved.
How do you get on Lent?
We don't observe it at all.
Probably a good idea.
It's not worth it.
Great to talk to you, Samantha.
No problem at all.
Cheers.
Great to talk to you, Richie.
This text here, hello, mate. Me and my housemate Henry gave up meat for Lent. However, I bought my dad a steak for his birthday at the weekend and have eaten it already. Brilliant. This is just like me. And then finally, listener Tuki says, Richie, you are not alone with this. As a Muslim, I haven't fasted for about 8 or 9 years. I give to charity instead. This year, I decided I would. And the fasting started today, Ramadan. I got to 12:15 this afternoon and I had a feast. It may as well have been the Eid for me today.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute
Radio. We like to operate a census to check on your whereabouts. It's a home time show, but are you home or not home tonight? Let us know, 8, 12, 15, for taking part in the survey. We will give you a mention. Ryan is on his way home from dialysis at Edgware Hospital. Heading home right now. Hope it's going well for you, Ryan. Chris is home tonight, he says, with my 11-month-old daughter. We are currently having broccoli and pasta for dinner. Is there a more archetypal weaning meal than broccoli and pasta? Chris, you're living the dream. Trees, as my kids used to call broccoli. Beth is home having poached eggs and beans on toast for tea with her 4-year-old. Everyone's dining with the kids tonight. Catherine is home, but I guess wishes to be eating. Says, I'm sorting out way too much washing after having a new wardrobe delivered and a washing machine that is out of action. Thankfully, you know who's there. Dad is helping out on the washing machine front. I'm sure it'll be fine. Nick and Lindsay driving down to Edinburgh from Aberdeen to see the streets, not home. And Kate in Manchester is also not home tonight, but she is on her way to see the Mighty Shakers Bury play tonight, a game that has been postponed 4 times and is finally on. Up the Shakers, as I'm sure they say in Bury. I love what Sally Ann has done here. You think to begin with, she's playing home or not home, but no, there's more. Hey, I'm home cooking sausage and mash. My partner is not home. He has filled up his diesel car with petrol and is now awaiting recovery. He's driven diesel cars for over 10 years now. We get a little bit of detail as to whether Sally is not home or not, and then she just drops her partner in it. Love it, Sally Ann. We see what you're doing. Connor and Lucy, not home yet, on the way home from a very cold day at Beamish Open Air Museum. Claire and Joe driving home from the Lake District to Norwich with a very sleepy 4-year-old, home tonight, but currently not home. Not home, says Vicky. We are off to Nottingham with sons Harry and George and my mum Anne to watch Nottingham Panthers play and hopefully beat Sheffield Steelers in the first leg of the Ice Hockey Challenge Cup semi-final. Good luck to both the Panthers and the Steelers. I don't want to get drawn into some ice hockey beef. But enjoy the evening. Andy is not home. He is starting his 12-hour night shift on a sewage tanker for Northumbria Water up in Newcastle. Enjoy that. And then Sean is at home in Cumbria, trying not to freeze with homemade carrot and coriander soup with garlic bread slices. He says, I wouldn't like to clean my cage tomorrow. What a lovely way to put it. Thank you, Sean.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.